From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amer Haleem, Charlie Pierce, and Sue Ellicott. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Thanks, you're not going to be able to get your head through the door when this is over.
And if you're just joining us, they're not booing. They're saying Luke.
Somewhere in suburban Seattle, my mom's crying. Why are they so mean? All right, right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Peter Ackerman.
Where are you calling from, Peter?
New Rochelle, New York.
What do you get up to there, New Rochelle, New York?
You mean, like, what do I do?
It's an open-ended question. I mean.
Oh, let me see. No, I'm an attorney. I'm a self-employed attorney.
What kind of law do you practice? What type?
I actually collect money.
Oh.
And that's different from other lawyers, how?
It isn't.
Well, Peter, it is nice to have you with us. You're going to play a game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Carl?
I own Malibu and will spend all of my money to bleep. So bleep.
Say what you will about Mel Gibson. I mean, sure, he hates Jews and drives drunk and resists arrest and called a female police officer sugar bosoms. But you gotta admit, he was great in Lethal Weapon 3. Of course, as we all knew they would, people are already trying to profit from Mel's tirade. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people trying to make a buck on Mad Max's misery. Choose the real story and you'll win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, we have Charlie Pierce.
A religious supply firm in Unity, Wisconsin, announced this week that it would begin marketing the Mel Gibson Penitence Kit, which the company describes as a handy guide to examining one's conscience so as to identify the worst of oneself in advance. This would enable sinners not only to get right with God, but also to confront their shortcomings in quiet contemplation and not at the side of the road with half a bag on. The kit includes a small book of Bible verses on the subjects of tolerance, penance, and forgiveness, as well as a recording of those verses set to the soothing sounds of the sea. We must reach down in ourselves and confront in the quiet of our thoughts those sins that only God has seen before, said the Reverend Ed Schwerbly, who consulted on the project. We know that Mr. Gibson is a man of his films. We just wish someone had come to him with these techniques before he got behind the wheel.
The Mel Gibson Penitence Kit from Charlie Pierce. Peter, your next story of someone making a buck off Mel Gibson's troubles come from Amer Haleem.
An upstart toy company will release a new line of action figures commemorating Mel Gibson's latest public relations disaster. New Fun International will produce a series of melodrama action figures depicting that fateful night when Gibson was detained on suspicion of drunk driving. Consumers will be able to purchase a miniaturized version of the action movie star wearing a replica outfit from the night of his arrest, and with a press of the button, the Gibson doll will spew a litany of expletives and slurs. And before you can say sugar bosoms sold separately, the female sergeant who was the recipient of Gibson's allegedly sexist remarks will be appearing on QVC to help New Fun launch the line of melodrama action figures. The unnamed officer will have her own doll and will reveal her identity on the shopping network this weekend. Sergeant Anonymous admitted through a spokesperson that she was going to pose in a special in-and-out-of-uniform edition of Playboy magazine, but she feels that this new venture could be more lucrative.
The melodrama action figures from Amer Haleem. Your last story of Mel Gibson's problems becoming a profit center comes from Sue Ellicott.
Just when you thought you'd heard enough of Mel Gibson's bleep indiscretions when pulled over by the Malibu police for drunk driving, it turns out that people who bleep want yet more. a company called Oasis Mobile has created the concept of scandal tones, inspired by our national treasures, yes, celebrities, who are going through, well, a personal tricky phase. They started with a phone ringtone that's Mad Mel's recent anti-Semitic tirade. It's free to download with the naughty bits bleeped out. So next time your mother calls asking where you are, there'll be no ding-a-ling-a-ling, but something more like this. You bleep bleep koalas and bleep possums, not to mention all you war-starting Jews, bleep 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 sugar bleep 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 bleep, chuck it on a Barbie, or something like that.
Okay, Peter, you've got a ringtone of Mel Gibson's tirade from Sue Ellicott, a line of talking Mel Gibson action figures from Amer Halim, and from Charlie Pierce, the Mel Gibson penitence kit. Which one is the real story of someone profiting from a drunk and raving Mel Gibson?
Can I do the limerick game?
Only if we get $400 an hour.
That's nothing. I have a gut feeling that the first one sounds the most plausible. I can't really exactly tell you why, except the third one sounds like you'd run into sort of like copyright or intellectual property problems with those rantings.
Or unintellectual property problems.
Right, lack of that, too. One or the other.
You're going to say Charlie Pierce and the Mel Gibson penitence kit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but that's where I'm going.
Well, to find out the correct answer, we found a unique way to identify the real story.
My life is...
Okay, sir, turn around.
You mother... I'm gonna... I own Malibu and will spend all of my money to... So... and... What do you think you're looking at?
That's the penitence kit, isn't it?
No, you'll just need it afterwards. That is Mel Gibson's drunken rant turned into a cell phone ringtone from the cleverly named Scandal Tones. I'm sorry, Peter. Sue had the real answer.
Right.
You didn't win, but you did earn a point for Charlie Pierce.
Well, that was well worth it, I'd say.
I'd say so, too.
Peter, thanks for playing with us.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you. I love the show.
All right. Bye.
Bye.